right, welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into a topic that's not just fascinating, but also incredibly empowering: how to start investing in the stock market in 2025 and beyond. You know, investing in stocks can be a powerful way to grow your wealth. It's like planting a tree. You nurture it, and over time, it bears fruit. But it's important to have clear investment goals, right?
Oh, wow. That's such a cool analogy. So, like, what kind of goals should we be thinking about? I mean, are we talking about short-term goals like buying a new car or long-term like retirement? Sigh.
Exactly. You want to specify your financial objectives, both short-term and long-term. Think of it like a roadmap for a road trip. If you don't know your destination, how can you plan your route? For instance, if you want to buy a house in 5 years, that's a different strategy than saving for retirement, which is decades away.
That makes sense. So, like, if I want to buy a house, should I be investing in something more stable, or can I take risks with that money? Laughs.
Great question. You'd want to balance your investments based on your timeline. For a short-term goal like a house, you might lean towards more stable investments, like blue-chip stocks or bonds. But if you're looking at a long-term goal, you can afford to take on more risk with growth stocks. It's all about your comfort level with market fluctuations.
Oh, right. So it's like riding a roller coaster, right? If you're on it for a short ride, you might want to keep your hands inside the car. But if you're in for the long haul, you can throw your hands up and enjoy the thrill. Sigh.
Exactly. And speaking of comfort, you also need to determine how much you can afford to invest. It's crucial to evaluate your finances and set aside an emergency fund first. You don't want to be in a position where you're forced to sell your investments at a loss because of unexpected expenses.
So, like, how much should I really have saved up before I start investing? Is there a magic number? Laughs.
There's no one-size-fits-all answer, but a good rule of thumb is to have at least 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses saved up. This way, you can invest with peace of mind, knowing you have a safety net.
Wow, that's super helpful. And then, once I have my goals and my emergency fund, what's next? Sigh.
Next, you'll want to choose an investment account. There are various brokers out there, and it's essential to compare them based on fees, services, and the types of accounts they offer. Think of it like choosing a gym. You want one that fits your workout style and budget.
Oh, I get that. So, like, if I'm a beginner, should I be looking for something simple, or can I dive into more complex stuff? Laughs.
As a beginner, it's wise to start simple. Look for brokers that offer user-friendly platforms and educational resources. You can always explore more complex investments later on. And remember, you can start investing with a relatively small amount of money.
That's interesting. So, like, what's the smallest amount I could start with? Is it like $100 or something? Sigh.
Many brokerage firms don't have minimum deposit requirements, so you could start with as little as $100. It's all about making informed choices and gradually building your portfolio.
Wow, that's so encouraging. And what about the types of stocks? Like, how do I know which ones to pick? Laughs.
Ah, great question. You'll want to look for stability and a solid track record. Blue chip stocks are a good starting point. They're large, established companies that have a history of reliable performance. You might also consider dividend stocks for regular income or growth stocks for long-term potential.
Oh, I see. So it's like picking a team for a sports league, right? You want players who have proven themselves and can deliver results. Sigh.
Exactly. And don't forget about ETFs, exchange-traded funds. They offer instant diversification, which is fantastic for beginners. It's like having a mixed bag of your favorite snacks instead of just one flavor.
Yum. I love that analogy. So, what if I want to invest internationally? Can I do that? Laughs.
Absolutely. Many brokerage firms accept international clients, but the process can vary. Just make sure to research the specific requirements for the broker you choose.
Wow, this is all so exciting. So, what's the biggest mistake beginners make when they start investing? Sigh.
One of the biggest mistakes is treating investing like gambling. It's a long-term commitment, not a quick way to get rich. Patience and research are key.
That's a good point. So, it's like planting a garden. You can't just throw seeds in the ground and expect a harvest overnight. Laughs.
Exactly. You need to nurture your investments and stay informed. And remember, it's okay to start small and grow your knowledge over time.
Wow, I feel so much more confident about this now. Thanks for breaking it down. Sigh.
My pleasure. Let's keep the conversation going and explore more about investing strategies in our next segment.